If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Okay, so thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. On Fridays, we like to see what the joke of the week was. I'll pull from the joke sent in right now, and somebody randomly selected is going to win our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Speed Jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number one. Two ladies are in a nursing home. One says, "In my youth, I had a rose tattooed on my breast." The other lady says, "Did you have it removed?" She says, "No, but now it's a long stem rose." Joke of the week number two.
Hey, John, have you seen the new movie called Constipation?
No, it hasn't come out yet. Sorry, we're going to do those. Here's number three. Despite being social creatures, Andy, penguins never get married.
Why is that?
They get cold feet. Joke of the week number four. My dentist at Main Street Smiles in Barrington, that's Dr. Amar Patani, won an award for being an outstanding dentist.
Did they give him a trophy?
A little plaque. Okay, listen to Andy Mazur in this one.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a bad guy, and John Williams will star as another bad guy.
What weapon should we use for our next murder?
That's your bad guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Again, what weapon should we use for our next murder?
A Tupperware lid.
A Tupperware lid? Why should that be our murder weapon?
They'll never find it. Joke of the week. Number six. My wife warned me not to steal kitchen utensils, but it's a risk I'm willing to take. Number seven, please.
Okay, it's a reminder here from your local radio host. This is Diarrhea Awareness Week. Runs till Friday.
Joke of the week, number eight.
Hey, John, I stopped by my tobacconist only to discover he had replaced his shop with a haberdashery.
Oh, so clothes but no cigar.
When I hear the word haberdashery, I think of John Mulaney. Do you, too? Okay, here's joke of the week number nine.
Yesterday, a wasp landed on my bare foot. And guess what, Andy?
What?
Now I can river dance.
I'll bet you can. Here's number 10.
I started an internet radio show, Andy, where I discuss the controversial and salacious history of McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches.
What is that?
A cod past.
Does make me think, though, there probably is a podcast out there about fish sandwiches, and someday I'm going to just come up with a description of some of the most niche podcasts that are out there. I know there is one dedicated to the carpeting in airports. There's
what?
Huh? A podcast for everybody. You know, the beautiful, long-running carpets with patterns and decorations. There's a podcast about that. At least there was. Maybe it didn't take. Here's joke of the week number 11.
So, John Williams' lovely wife Brenda said,
"You never listen to me. You only hear what you want to hear."
Then John Williams said,
"Sure, I'll have a beer."
Number 12, please.
Andy, my computer password is the first 8 digits of pi.
That's a good idea.
Right? No hacker's got the patience for that.
So what are the first 8 digits of pi, John?
Funny you should ask that, Andy. Not real sure.
Have no idea. Here's number 13.
They say dogs bark up to 500 times a day, Andy.
Are you sure about that number?
It's a rough estimate.
And finally, joke of the week number 14.
Jesus walks into a bar, says, "Just 12 waters, please," then winks at his disciples.
We've told that one before, and I'm going to tell it again. Every Easter, you're going to hear that joke. But why not now? Steve, what was the joke of the week?
Well, because it epitomizes what these things are, speed jokes, I'm going with number 2, constipation.
Okay. Little surprise, you were the one kind of balking at that whole kind of joke this week, sir.
Well, yeah, constantly, you followed it up with diarrhea the next day. I was wondering where are we going here?
You wondered if these jokes were going to be a regular part of our show. I'm going to go with Andy Mazur as the tough guy in the Tupperware murder weapon joke. Andy Mazur says...
Yeah, I was going to go with that, too, just based on my performance alone.
Okay. Big fat bragger. Bobby, what do you like?
I like that one, too. It wasn't exactly a speed joke.
No, it was not.
The way it was presented. But it was funny.
Producer Pete says...
Rough estimate.
Rough estimate. Hey, I'm going to figure out who sent us the Tupperware joke, and if it wasn't me, that person's going to earn a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. We'll randomly select a name, too, and maybe send out two today. How about that? Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Okay, and remember, too, that we always replay this bit after the 1:30 edition of WGN Radio News. You can share them with your friends at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.